Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, your only choice for local sports talk in the morning. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. It's Chuck and Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart Winkler. January 93rd, 2018, as the snow continues to fall throughout Wisconsin. You know, it's bad here in the Milwaukee area, but I couldn't imagine 28 inches of snow.
Well,
and
Green
what they
Bay,
got up north.
Yeah, Green Bay, that area, Ashwaubenon. Shano had the most at 30 inches.
It's cruel. It's cruel.
Yeah.
And the fact that it continues to snow.
Well, and on top of it, I mean, you had some, like the 10 inches they got overnight Friday night in Green Bay, they didn't expect that. They thought it was supposed to be rain, and then Saturday.
I don't think ever anyone really expects 10 inches.
No. Not going to build on that one there. I'll just keep that as that. But, yeah, 10 inches of snow on Saturday morning. You get up, and it's like, because they were thinking rain. And all of a sudden, snow. Snow came, and you know, then they had more snow and more snow. It just wouldn't stop. Roof caved in on a hotel up there.
Yeah. The Taco Bell sign fell over.
On Oneida?
I think in Oneida. Okay. Somewhere in Green Bay.
I'm driving around.
You know the Green Bay Taco Bell's better than I do.
Yeah, there's one on Oneida. But I'm driving around yesterday in Fond du Lac looking for a place to eat. Everything's closed.
Yeah.
No, I mean, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing, Bart. There was nothing. You grew up there. Do you ever remember that happening? I don't remember ever seeing. The entire town was shut down.
Nobody could get to work.
Nobody can get anywhere there yesterday.
They just shut it down. Yeah. Fox Valley, really bad. The further north you went, especially into Appleton, Green Bay. So kind of pouring salt into the wound of this weekend that was the weekend in sports. Brewers dropped 2-3 to the Mets, the red hot Mets, lost a couple of one-run games.
Yeah.
We'll have more on that this hour. And the Bucks game. You know, the Bucks have an opportunity to knock off a number two seed team in Boston, an injured two seed. And you do it. I think they brought this up on the TNT broadcast that BA was on. Could there, in fact, be more pressure on the Bucks this series? If Boston loses, they have an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
And if they win, that's another great coaching job out of Brad Stevens. But if the Bucks lose, it's like it's just running in place for years.
Yeah. Well, this will be, what, 8 first-round playoff losses in a row? 8 or 9? First-round playoff losses in a row for these guys. Haven't won a playoff series since 2001. That's terrible. That's terrible under any kind of ownership. That's terrible.
This is what excites me, though, about the NBA format why I like the 7-game series, because this does have the potential to go 7. And you've already seen it get chippy in game 1 with Marcus Morris, and Tatum actually stepped on Giannis at the end of the game there. Mm-hmm. When Giannis, was he called for a 6 foul on that one? I think he was.
Yeah, Giannis
was not happy.
Well, Giannis missed the free throw, and you know, he got a little over-aggressive there. He thinks it wasn't a foul. I don't know. That's debatable.
The first jump ball should have been probably a foul, and that one maybe shouldn't have been. But either way, he got his 6th. The teams are going to have bad blood, and that's what you get after 7 games, and each chapter builds more and more. And I am excited to see if there are adjustments. You remember last year against Toronto, there was a big adjustment that Dwayne Casey made. They took Valanciunas out. Didn't play as many minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And Norman Powell, who didn't play much up to that series and really has not played much this season at all, he was the star of that series. They found what they needed to beat the team they were playing, and we're wondering, what is that for the Bucks? What do they need to do differently to beat the team that they are playing in the Celtics?
They need Giannis to play at a high level, which he did yesterday. But he's got to put the team, you know, great player's got to put a team on his back, and he tried to do it yesterday, but he's going to need some help too.
Well, Giannis had a great game. Chris Middleton, I can't say enough good things about his play Middleton, yesterday.
But, you know, because of the Giannis, even those free throws on a stretch, he's got to hit every free throw. You just got to hit every free throw. And that's that might be asking a lot, but still, you can't miss anything. You got to come to the line, boom. Those got to be automatic.
I mean, 35, 13, and 7. Yep. I'm not
he
even.
He played great game, but I'm just saying.
I could have gone this whole show without bringing up a late free throw.
Still,
I think he missed on purpose to get the ball back, did he not?
No. He missed two free throws. But still, I played a great game. But Snell's got I don't know if Snell can play better. Because Snell has been – this is a microcosm of the entire season it's been for Tony. Bledsoe, I thought, was rotten. And, Jabari, you know, 1 of 5 for 15 points. And poor all around for Jabari.
799-1250, 414-799-1250. Let's make some adjustments, guys. We got to win game two. Let's go to Michael on the south side. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing today, gentlemen?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, I'm just calling, you know, put my 2 cents and everything. All Bucks fans, they should be happy the way they played yesterday. People that watch the Bucks in every game, you guys should be used to, you know, them not getting offensive rebounds and turnovers. Bledsoe's not going to play like he played the rest of the series like he did last night. There's no way. When he fouled out and he went to that bench, you could just see the look in his eyes like, I'm coming for you guys next game. You know, applause to Giannis. He does Giannis what he does every night. Middleton had a huge game. If he shoots the rock like he did yesterday too, and you somewhat control Al Horford, the Bucks are going to be in good hands. But the turnovers and the offensive rebounds, I mean, we've been seeing that all year, you know. Penton's, you know, he's a center in the NBA, but he's not a good legit center, you know. It is what it is.
Boy, if they just grab one of those 50-50 balls, balls are just battling around, and it's like, God, the Celtics came up every one of those.
And when you see Morris do that little floater, and you got three Bucks players just sitting there looking at it, and it comes right off the rim, and he just pounds it right back. It's like no one boxes out on the team, maybe besides Snell, but he's not doing anything for the team either. And you bring Baker onto the coaching staff. You would think Henson and Thon would be getting better on boxing out and offensive rebounds, maybe some down low moves and stuff. I just don't see what they're doing with their big men in practices and stuff.
Well, Thon doesn't even play anymore.
Yeah, we won't see Thon this series. Thon, I think.
And that's a whole different issue.
And he was a big part of the series against Toronto last year.
Disappointing.
Got a lot of minutes.
Disappointing season. Took a step backwards this year.
With the Morris thing, for anybody that likes to come at me because I enjoy the sport of soccer. They flop too much. Hello? Marcus Morris flopped more than I've seen anybody flop in soccer in years.
Yeah, that's a thing in the NBA, too.
Yeah. I mean, one time he just, like, dove.
Yeah.
He's a very easy guy to not like quickly.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. I agree with you on that.
When he got tied up with Parker one time and he stripped the ball away, yeah. And then he gets that angry face and puffs up his chest.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
I was screaming at the TV.
Yeah. You know, I did not break any bobbleheads. I didn't get ticked off.
Man, I drove to your house to break your bobbleheads.
The only time I got pissed off, really, was when Bledsoe didn't recover on that 3 shot by Rozier. But, you know, I mean, they turned the ball over left and right to start that game. I thought they came out with a good attitude, started the game strong, you know, finished the first quarter horribly, rebounded in the second quarter. You know, these playoff games, you're going to have ups and downs, especially for this team. You know, they ride the highs, they get low. You just never know what to expect from this Milwaukee Bucks team.
Irv's on the south side. What's up, Irv? 799-1250.
Hey, what up, fellas? I think the key to this series is going to be the coaching. I think they have the upper hand on the coaching. To me, yesterday, Tony just seemed overwhelmed. We used to always talk about Jason Kidd looking, not smiling on the sideline. Tony looked like he was just worried, like he was sick, like he just got caught cheating or something. And I just think that adjustments that he made, he just didn't make any adjustments. Remember, at one point in the fourth quarter, we were in the bonus at 8 minutes, and nobody was going to the basket. And I just think his player selection as far as that last 8 minutes was bad. I think Jabari should have been in the game because he could go to, you know, he can create his own shot and go to the basket. He probably should have had the guy they picked up from Minnesota. I mean, he doesn't play any defense, but he can create his own shot and go to the basket. And I just think we had to outscore those guys because we weren't going to check him on defense. So basically we had to go tit for tat on the offensive end. And where's Jennings? Is Jennings not on the roster for the playoffs? Because,
well, he was inactive yesterday, and yeah. They probably won't use him.
Yeah, because even on the TNT post-game show, they said that if Milwaukee gets out and run, this team can't keep up with him. So going forward, I would like to see a lineup of Brogdon or Bledsoe, Giannis, Middleton, and Jabari, and Thun. Thun is not strong enough, but he's more athletic than Henson. You remember a couple of times Henson got the ball underneath, and he went up and lost the ball, then tried to play like somebody knocked out his hand. No, you're just clumsy, and you can't jump unless somebody's not around you.
Yeah, but Thon is worse. Thon plays, handles the basketball like he's got boxing gloves on. Thon can't handle the basketball, and I don't know what the deal on that is. But really, that ball, it's like he's either got boxing gloves on or the ball gets to him, and suddenly it's got Vaseline on it because he can't make a clean catch. He cannot catch the basketball. I don't know what it is. But man, Thon has got bad hands.
799-1250, 414-799-1250. The Bucks nearly had game one. They're going to have to make some adjustments moving forward if they're going to win this series.
They can win game two, Bart.
They should win game two.
They're a better
team than Boston team.
Boston's a good team. Yeah, Boston still. I mean,
actually, I take that back. They have better talent.
Okay.
Boston plays better as a team.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. You can't say they should win because, you know, Boston's going to be favored tomorrow night. But if you get those type of efforts and the Bucks come out the same old way, I mean, Boston's going to win again. Turn the ball over 20 times.
Swap the coaches. What's the score yesterday? Bucks win by 10.
I don't think this game came down to those two.
Still. I mean, there's a mentality.
I mean, Jaylen
with
Brown
Boston that you play defense first.
Yep.
And I think if Brad Stevens had this team for a full season and Joe Prunty had the Celtics.
But, I mean, you just swapped them before the game
the
yesterday.
The Bucks win the game.
I mean, Jaylen Brown, 20 points. Rozier, 23. Horford, 24. Tatum, 19. Morris, 21. Are you going to get that type of production out of game two out of those guys? That's what they're going to have to do to win.
799-1250, Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. Chuck and Winkler from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios are brought to you by Adam Deputy. If you're looking to buy a home, whether it's your first or last, contact Adam Deputy online, adamdeputy.com, GSF Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. All right, guys, you're the coach. You're Joe Prunty.
Pretty boy Joe Prunty.
Yeah, that's you. What adjustments are you making going into game two? 799-1250, Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
Yeah, let's clean up the turnovers and start right there. I mean, 20 turnovers, that's tough to overcome, especially on the road. Giannis, play another strong game. Hopefully get that out of Middleton. And better performances from your supporting staff.
That was like the best Middleton can play. He played so well. Just to match that level is a big ask.
And you didn't, well, then he still didn't win the game.
I know, it sucked.
I know. Well, I'm insane.
His shot is like an all-time NBA great shot, and it will be forgotten in the history of the NBA
because they
lost that game in the first-round series.
Well, if they win that game, it goes down in Bucks lore.
I know. It goes down in NBA lore.
Yeah, the Bucks were a better team.
But they lost. 799-1250, Skyler's on the north side. Skyler, how are we going to win game two?
Okay. Now, y'all, stay with me on this one. If I'm the coach, this is what I'm going to do. First of all, I'm going to switch Brandon Jennings and John Henson. I'm going to inactivate John Henson because he's useless on the court. Next year, pay him his $11 million and just kick him out the door and just give him his money.
Okay. Wow. All right.
All right, go ahead. We'll brace him for this.
We're looking for realistic options, but we like where you're going.
I mean, I just inactivate him. Don't play him no more. You go with Tyler Zeller and was Plumlee. Just let them play in the middle because at the end
Plumlee's long gone.
They're going to give you. Oh, he's gone. Plumlee gone?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Wait, do we still have him?
Plumlee's on the team.
Oh, where's that idiot?
play Plumlee and then give and play Sterling Brown over Tony Snell because I think Sterling Brown is a player, man. Dude, he has no fear, man. He plays with no fear. And the thing about it,
we still got him. Sorry.
Go ahead.
All right, so inactivate Henson.
Yeah.
Find Plumlee, whatever diner he's been hanging out at for the last 2 weeks.
Because the Bucks got two Plumlee, or they got a Plumlee and a Zeller.
Yeah, the bad ones.
From the families.
They got the runt of each litter.
All right, so, but you don't, I mean, this, who is this, Skyler? Skyler does not want Henson active for, Henson, that's not realistic. He's here. He's here for the long term.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
That's my bet on Plumlee. I thought he was gone for some reason. I was thinking of the other Plumlee. 799-1250.
The one that was Charlotte, the one that traded to Charlotte?
Yeah, the one that John Hammond signed for some reason.
Yeah. What a dumb move that was.
Yeah, John Hammond. I said way too many nice things about him.
Well, I was trying to help you out back then. I was trying to tell you. You were trying to build a statue. I'm like, oh, come on. He's put this team in a little bit of a hole.
Yeah, I forgot that he hands out 4 years, $40 million contracts like they're candy at a parade. 799-1250, D-Bot is in Bayview. What's up, D-Bot?
What's going on, guys? Quite a game last night. Yesterday afternoon, I guess, really.
Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah, I agree. But, man, I've been reading you guys' Facebook, and I see this conversation of benching Jabari for the rest of the series. And I'll tell you right now, that's not the answer to winning this series. Just because he had one bad game in 15 minutes in his, pretty much first playoff appearance. And, I mean, I look at that, and it didn't even give him a chance to really get into a groove during that game. Brogdon didn't start off hot yesterday, did he? But look what happened to him in the second half. He really heated up and was a huge value to the team. Meanwhile, Jabari's sitting on the bench, and Tony Snell's out there running around like a chicken with his head cut off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the value in Tony Snell anymore. He is, I feel like, robbing the Bucks of $44 million.
Yeah, well, that was a big mistake in the Bucks.
Yeah, talk about 4 years, 44.
I think that Jason Kidd had a big hand in that, too, because he loved Tony Snell.
And the argument for him is what? That is his defense. He's a three-point threat. And his
three
defense,
and D.
He's really good. His defense yesterday, I saw him four times. Balls go past him. He deflects the ball, maybe, but never actually gets the steal. And then, the Celtics hit a shot at the end of the buzzer. Three rebounds go right past him. Where's Jabari? Jabari gets those rebounds, right? No, I feel like it's hard to argue that Tony Snell or even John Henson can ever give you more value than what Jabari's going to give you on the court.
Well, D-Bot, here's the thing. There's a lot of Bucks fans that have decided to hate Jabari Parker and not give him any benefit of the doubt or any chance. And then if you're somebody like me or Chuck, that say anything even remotely defensive of Jabari, like he's got superstar potential, or I don't think he was as bad as people are saying when they want to bench him for the series, then because they hate him so much, they project onto people that defend him that were fanboys and that were taking money to enhance Jabari's status.
Yeah, he's got talent, he's got ability. And he could be a great player in this league and an all-star in this league. We know that. I mean, for people to just give up on him after last night and just to say to bench him, that's going a little extreme.
You know what he could also be, though? He could also be, I was thinking this yesterday, he could also be the next Michael Beasley.
Oh, no.
A number two overall pick?
No.
Floats around the league?
No. Beasley's a pain in the ass. Yeah, I've seen Beasley, and there's a reason why Beasley's floating around from team to team. Jabari, way better person than Beasley will ever be. I mean,
from like an NBA career standpoint.
No. Well, I mean, Beasley's floated around because people get tired of his act. Jabari doesn't have that. Jabari's a good guy. I think Jabari's a pretty good person from all accounts from people who've told me, and a good teammate, and he wants to be here. Can't say the same thing about Beasley.
I'm just saying, a number two pick, spent 3 years on his first team, floated around a little bit.
Yeah, no.
I don't know what the future holds for Jabari. I see Jabari getting signed with another team and having a very good career. Maybe it's just not going to work in Milwaukee. I don't know.
They'd be disappointed if we can't make it work here.
I understand, and I agree. And yesterday, you know, it's tough to see him out there for 15 minutes and really not have an impact on the game. It's tough to see that. I don't know why he's not starting. I would have started him in the rotation in March or even sooner after he got his legs back under him for 2 weeks, but they never even tried that, so we don't know what it looks like. We all assume we know what Jabari Parker starting in this lineup would be. We don't know because they didn't do it. So why not? You know, the Bucks had like 4 weeks of the regular season where you knew they were going to get in the playoffs, and they were just kind of coasting. So experiment a little bit. There was no threat that the Bucks were going to miss the playoffs at any time, no matter how much you talked yourself into thinking the Pistons were good.
Mm-hmm.
The Bucks are in a bad conference where, you know, they're not better than the Denver Nuggets, but the Denver Nuggets are in a better conference. The Bucks got in the East. They were always going to get in the East. You should have experimented a little bit. Now here we are trying to throw stuff at the wall to beat the Celtics, the most injured team of all time.
Well, I don't know if it's thrown against the wall. You have talent on this team. Figure out a way to make it work. I think they've tried. They've tried different combinations. But, you know, they can't sustain any success. That's the one thing. I mean, they could come out Tuesday night and just light it up and come away. I wouldn't be surprised if they came away with a 15-point win. But then again, on the other hand, they could just come out and turn the ball over like they did Sunday and down 0-2 coming back to the Bradley Center.
Yeah, I don't think there's one outcome of that game on Tuesday that would surprise me.
No, that's the deal.
If they won by 40, if they lost by 40,
yeah, I mean,
I wouldn't be surprised either way.
But see, if they went out and got blown out, it's just like, come on. You're better than that.
799-1250, 414-799-1250. How do you win game two? What adjustments do you need to make? Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
That was part of our plan, to kind of lull them into a false sense of security. Never attack the paint. Just throw it to the other team and let them score whenever they want. We thought maybe that would wear them out. Turns out it didn't look like a good plan, so we had to readjust, make those hard halftime adjustments.
Brad Stevens, a little Greg Popovich there. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. I've got something controversial to say.
Yeah.
I'm tired of Greg Popovich. I'm tired of his whole act.
Well, yeah.
He gets 10 away years with ago anything.
I was. Oh, 10 years ago I was. Him commenting on political races, him, yeah. But, you know, that's our fault.
No. I don't mind when coaches are outspoken like that. I do welcome that. What I don't like is just him being sarcastic to reporters all the time, always acting like he's the smartest person on earth, shoving off the halftime interviews.
Yeah.
He is a jerk, and he's made a career off being a jerk, but he's a lovable jerk. Now, I don't know if he's a jerk really in real life, but that's his persona that he's crafted, and we're all like, if anyone else does what Greg Popovich does, we're mad at him, but if it's Pop, we're like, it's just Pop.
No, you know what, that might be I'd never agreed with you more on anything.
Yeah.
Than that right there, I agree.
So Brad Stevens,
and I get tired of dealing
doing the same thing.
What does Stevens do?
Well, he was kind of...
That was part of our plan, to kind of lull him into a false sense of security. Never attack the paint. Just throw it to the other team and let them score whenever they want. We thought maybe that would wear him out. Turns out it didn't look like a good plan, so we had to readjust, make those hard halftime adjustments.
but he's not always that way. I got to hear the question on that, too. But he's not always... Stevens is always... I mean, the times he's come here... And in his days with Butler, he's always been great to deal with.
799-1250.
Usually his teams have won.
That was just a quick aside here on the Fan.
I don't like Pop either. Yeah, I'm tired of dealing with Pop in that, you know, he comes out and he gives one or two, because he knows in the media, you ask him a question and he gives one or two word answers. It's like he knows better than he knows, but he just likes jerking around with us.
Any other coach does that, they get
torched. But it's like people laugh, oh, yeah, he's Pop.
It's just Pop. Damian on the north side, what adjustments are we making into game two, Damian?
Greetings, gentlemen.
Greetings.
Thanks for taking my call. I'll preface what I'm saying about it. I've watched the Bucks all season. I'm a season ticket holder. I love the team.
I don't love the way they're playing. There's two reasons why they've been plagued with the random losses and blowouts. Those two things are two S's, being selfish and being soft. That being said, the two adjustments that they could make also begin with S's, and those are playing Shabazz Muhammad and playing Sterling Brown. Both of those guys bring the intensity every minute that they play, and they play defense, you know, they go for loose balls, you know, they get rebounds. So, I mean, even the times when it's the NBA, let's be completely honest, some guys don't play D all the time, but those guys always bring the intensity. In a playoff situation, you're not going to win a game without intensity, you know. So a lot of those 50-50 balls that we would normally get, we're not getting. And honestly, I can't understand why Tony Snell is not only starting but playing as much as he is.
Well, because Snell is
I don't get it.
Because those things you're just saying right there, Snell.
I like the S's.
He is supposed to do some of those things you're talking about there, but he's not. I mean, if he's not playing a defense, the hell good is he?
You need your whole team to basically take on the persona of Giannis with five fouls, still diving over people for a possession. You need to have intensity in the playoffs, and the Bucks do lack that. And that is something against Jabari. I get it. That's something against a lot of these guys. You know, they need to have the intensity. The Celtics did. If we had a guy like Marcus Morris, could you even imagine that?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, for years we've been saying that, all the way back to when Kmart was in the league. You know, when Kmart, we're playing Kmart in a playoff series, it's like, boy, if the Bucks only had a Kmart or a guy like that, they never have. They've tried to get a guy like that, and it's never worked.
799-1250, let's get out to Lonnie.
They need an enforcer.
In Waukesha. What's up, Lonnie?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Lonnie.
I'm all right.
Yeah. I wanted to say this, man. I think that the Bucks, they need that kind of player that Brandon Jennings was when he was a Buck before. The kind of person that had the confidence that we're going to win the game. When he hit that three towards the end of the game, that should have fired them up enough to where we should have ran them off the floor in the overtime. But it didn't. They came back out and they played like, okay, we're going to lose this game. There's no attitude. There's nobody rah-rahing them. Nobody firing them. I mean, Giannis can't do it. Giannis is not that type of player. Giannis is going to fire himself up. But, I mean, Jennings used to have that attitude. I don't know if he still has it. I don't know. You know, I didn't even see him play when he came back. The one game I went to, he didn't play. So I don't know if he's the man, if he's the answer or what. But they need that attitude. And as long as they keep playing like, oh, well, he hit a big three, but let's go out here and see what we're going to do, they're going to lose.
Yeah, with these guys here, with Bledsoe, Middleton, Giannis, Brogdon, and Parker as a core five right there, hell, we shouldn't have to be worrying about bringing back Brandon Jennings.
It's the best talent the Bucks have had in a long time.
But they're not producing wins.
But they're not producing wins because they're not playing always together.
And it's just maybe it's a bad chemistry mix or whatever, but it's just, you know, there's been too many times we're sitting here, Bart, on a next morning saying, gosh, they have 18 three-pointers to Brooklyn, or, you know, they blew an 18-point lead to New Orleans or whatever. Too many times.
Now, I've been saying the Bucks are going to win a first-round playoff series since January, and I banked on a few things. I banked on Brogdon coming back, so that looked good. I banked on Giannis elevating his game and willing this team towards a series victory. He did as much as he could. And then I banked on a few other things that haven't been happening yet. Jabari, I thought he'd be a little better than he was yesterday. And I thought you'd see more Dellavedova, although he didn't play. Middleton, I'm very surprised. I mean, he gets a lot of credit for yesterday, too. But then I thought we'd see a less unselfish Bledsoe, and we haven't. And if they don't win the series, right now I point to Eric Bledsoe and the turnovers, and we'll see what happens Tuesday.
Yep. One game in the books. Let's see where we stand at the end of the week, maybe. And if some of these things don't get corrected, well, then you're going to have to disband some of these guys and, you know, move forward and get the right pieces around Giannis to win a playoff series, because this season would have been a failure.
What will end first, Bart's Big Breakfast or the Bucks season? Bart's Big Breakfast now extended through April 30th.
Well, right now, Bart's
would have to win the series.
Big Breakfast is standing a good shot to win it.
Bart's Bigger Breakfast, $7.99 at any greater Milwaukee area Perkins. 3 eggs, 3 bacon, 3 sausage, 2 pancakes, 2 French toast, and hash browns. Again, for just $7.99, you get 3 eggs done your way, 3 pieces of bacon, 3 sausages, 2 pancakes, 2 pieces of French toast, and hash browns. This has been a big success. A lot of you guys have gone and get this. I think it's great that there's this much food for $8 that you can have for breakfast. And really, as we learned last week, or at least you did, Freems, not really be hungry the rest of the day.
No.
We're not trying to hide the fact this is a lot of food.
And you may be driving away with that, you know, that top belt.
Yeah.
The notch, you may have to loosen that a little bit or unbuckle that top button on your pants.
Yeah, I'm working with Perkins. I think we're actually going to sell pants now at the store.
Think so.
Like elastic pants.
Expandables.
Yeah, like pregnancy pants.
Yeah.
And they'll give you, instead of Pie Society Monday, it'll be
maternity clothes.
Maternity
yes.
clothes yeah. Monday. Yeah. It is Pie Society Monday, free slice of pie after 11. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
Now, it's Chuck and Winkler's Brew Crew Review. Brought to you by Bofferding Beer, Milwaukee's new favorite imported beer. Try it at your nearest Total Wine. And by Palermo's King Cheese Pizza, the ruler of great taste. This is the only station Brewers fans need. Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
And we'll just get you updated on how the Brewers weekend went as well. The Brewers lose Friday night, a one-run loss to the Mets. They do get the win on Saturday, 5-1, Josh Hader, his first career save, a two-out save. The Brewers' first since Carlos Torres did it a couple years ago. But then they fall yesterday to the Mets in another one-run game. So still, tight games for the most part for the Brewers. They've now got the Reds for a three-game set today. And the Reds come in here at 2-13, which you go into New York against a good Mets team that's only lost once up until you played them, and you're like, well, you don't want to play them because of how hot they are. But then on the other side of that, you don't want to play the Reds because of how bad they've been.
Mm-hmm.
You think they've got to turn it around, just please not this week.
Well, they've lost 8 or 9 in a row. I think 8 in a row. They're 2-13. And then they got Miami later in this weekend. Miami's not much better these days.
No, and Jeter's mad. He says these guys got to try harder. And oh. You sold off everybody
yes.
decent.
Yes. Sold off Ozuna, sold off Yelich. What do you expect? But you got
Stanton.
You got two bad. You would hope. Okay, they're got a 7-game homestand. I'm hoping for 5-2. I don't expect them to sweep the homestand. Brewers aren't there yet to do that, or it's just tough in baseball to do it. But if you can go 5-2 on this homestand, that'd be great.
All right, two bad teams, 7 games. I'll take a 5-2.
5-2.
I'll take a 5-2. For sure take a 5-2. Just win series, split series. But this week against two bad teams, maybe scratch another win out of there.
Take 2 or 3 from the Reds and take 3 or 4 from Miami beginning on Thursday.
Tonight we are back at it with the On Deck show. That's coming your way at 6 o'clock. The Blaine's Farm and Fleet postgame to follow. Our On Deck standings continue. We send people to the park every day for an interview.
Mm-hmm.
Currently we have interviewed as a station Matt Albers twice, Brandon Woodruff once, and Jacob Barnes once.
So we've cornered the market on pitchers.
Yes. White pitchers.
Yeah. Now we need to expand the position players here.
Yeah, we need to be more diverse on our on-deck show.
Yeah.
Players, position.
Players in general.
You know, we'll see. Who's down there tonight? Do you know?
Bill Schmidt.
Bill Schmidt.
Yes.
All right.
Although I put a text into him, I've heard back from him. He's probably sleeping.
Yeah, he makes a point to sleep through our show, I'm told.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
So he's not up yet.
I would doubt it. It's Chuck and Winkler. We are. If he's ever up at this time, he's still up from the night before. Because he has texted me at like 6:30 once.
In the morning?
Yeah, comment on something he heard.
The whole night, okay.
But he had not gone to bed. Yeah. Chuck and Winkler were served up by Perkins. Bill Michaels up next, 10-2. We'll wrap things up coming up.
Chuck
Brock and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Couple of contests you can still join here this morning. Brewers tickets. Use the hashtag CW tickets. You can win tickets to Saturday night's game. We complained about the snow a little bit on the show today, so you get the opportunity to do that as well. Your least favorite thing of the last 48 hours, snow-wise, at 105.7 FM, the fan, use the hashtag CW tickets. And how about Bucks tickets? Game 3 at the Bradley Center. We're giving away a pair of tickets. Sign up at 105.7fmthefan.com. Huge, huge, huge catch, though. You're going to the game with me. So sign up at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Do you look at that as a negative for people or a positive?
Well, it depends.
You said a catch.
Well, it depends. I think there's a lot of people that would like to, you know, pick my brain a little bit, and I'd love to meet them. And, you know, you get to have a nice time, a free game, and game three.
You're not going to be on your phone the whole time, right?
No, no. But there's a lot of people that truly despise me in ways beyond my wildest of imagination. So is a free playoff game enough to entice them to go with someone they truly, truly hate? I guess we'll find out. Based on how many people sign up.
Yeah. Well, I had problem. My TV set, I think one of my lamps is burned out, and I couldn't watch the game.
Yeah, I saw you post a picture. Yeah. I don't even know how you can see that thing.
I can't. It sucks. And, of course, somehow somebody, I put that on Twitter, and somebody told me, like, what a horrible person I am. That's why I can't figure out my TV set.
What?
Well, it's idiots.
Where's the correlation between that?
I don't get it either. It's exactly.
I mean, it's true. I just don't know how they got there.
But I'm just a miserable person. I'm the worst sportscaster in the state and all that. I mean, we all heard stuff like
that. So your TV is quitting on you.
And that's the reason why my TV's not working.
All right. Well, hey, good luck with all that. Yeah. Cody Grant, the other voice here. Our producer, Cody, what did we miss on the show today?
Let's go to James Harden last night. 44 points in the Rockets' 104-101 win over the T-Wolves, the 1-8 matchup. Just dominant.
Yeah. Guy who refused to let his team lose last night. Faced with a couple of challenges, and, you know, he got it done.
Well, Giannis was also that way, but the thing with Giannis is the league actually calls fouls on him, whereas James Harden can do whatever the hell he wants at any time.
Jim never gets a charging call against him.
No, he never does. How many fouls did he have last night? Two. You're telling me in 41 minutes, James Harden only had two fouls with how much he controls the ball?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cody?
The Pacers blew out the Cavs to end LeBron's 21-game first-round win streak, and for the first time in his career, he loses a game one in round one.
Yeah, well, still think Cleveland's going to come back and win that series. I'd be surprised, shocked, if he doesn't. Boy, if he doesn't win this first-round playoffs, there'd be major heads rolling in Cleveland if he doesn't get it done.
Jeff Green, 27 minutes, 0-7, 0-3 from 3, 0 points.
Yeah.
This cast around LeBron is probably the worst it's been. And they don't play Tristan Thompson either.
I think because Tristan Thompson's doing some things off the court probably. Is he even going to these games?
What are you telling me, that Ty Lue's like a Kardashian fan or something?
Could be.
Didn't he cheat on Chloe?
Yeah.
But then
Chloe's
just had
having
a
baby?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tristan's out there getting after it with a couple of different women.
Well, hey, man, I mean.
So I think that Ty Lue is probably a little bit of a Kardashian fan.
He must be.
And he doesn't like what his players doing to them.
Cody.
Sunday night baseball last night, Astros versus Rangers. Bartolo Colon and Justin Verlander, both of them were just phenomenal. Colon, he had a perfect game through 7 innings, and this is the first time the opposing pitchers in the live ball era combined for 18-plus strikeouts and 2 or fewer hits allowed.
Yeah, I was pulling for Bartolo last night. That alert kept on coming to my phone.
And how old is that guy?
44.
44, jeez. Yeah.
I mean, 44, but, you know, that's debatable. People think he might be older. No, people really think that the Bartolo could be older than that.
60?
Well, maybe not that old, but, you know, maybe pushing toward 50.
I'd like to be called Bartolo.
Keep going and keep producing.
Will you change that?
Bartolo Winkler?
Chuck Bartolo. Bartolo. Weekday morning, 6 to 10.
We can do that. Hey, we can switch that.
I'll have to sleep on it, but I think I like that.
Well, that's, you know, you can control that. You can do that.
Chuck and Bartolo.
I can do that.
I like that.
You speak a couple of different languages?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Yeah.
La Biblioteca. Cody.
This happened Friday, but we did not talk about today. Dez Bryant released by the Cowboys.
Of course, that was released right after. That news came out right after we got off the air.
As does every part of news. Except for the Bledsoe trade.
So, yeah, Dez, this was Jerry Jones's call, supposedly. They didn't want to pay him. There was some salary cap relief. We'll see where he ends up.
Okay, natural question.
Do you want him in Green Bay? I think you and I were talked about this a couple weeks ago, too. When the rumblings first came out about that, I've said you haven't seen many teams win with a diva receiver. They just are coach killers. And with that said, his production has come down, but I'd really be intrigued about it. I think I'd do it.
How much would you pay him?
Well, you're not going to give him 17 mil.
I'd probably stop about 5.
I'd give him about 8 or 9. I would.
I don't know where he's going to go. Now, he followed a bunch of Houston Texans on Instagram.
Well, he says he wants to stay in the division because it's personal with him. Well, you know what? He controls. He behaved himself a little bit.
So he'll sign with the Redskins.
Better teammate.
Try twice, and then the other 14 games, he'll just be looking at the calendar.
Yep.
Yeah.
See what he's going to get paid.
Cody.
Josh Gordon re-signed with the Browns.
All right.
All right.
Cody.
Big news out of wrestling world, as everyone loves when we talk about this. John Cena and Nikki Bella split up.
Yeah, how about that?
Saw that. Yeah, why?
I don't know.
He proposed to her at last WrestleMania.
Okay.
They buried The Miz to get to that moment.
In the ring?
Yeah.
Okay.
And now they're not getting married. Was Blockers that big of a hit this weekend? I don't think so.
It's supposed to be his coming out movie.
Heard it was good.
Where he's going to take that next step in his career.
Bill Michaels up next. We're back tomorrow at 6 on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.